Let's kick off another episode of the World Series of Politics podcast, where Brendan Bussman and Brant Eyden march down the field on key political, legislative, and regulatory developments in the gaming sector. As these titans square off on the issues facing the industry, this podcast highlights the current opportunities and challenges for expansion and reform. Let's see what the game plan is for this episode of the World Series of Politics.
Welcome back to the World Series of Politics podcast. I'm your host, Brant Eyden, along with my co-host, Brendan Bussman. And we have been meaning to do this for a while now, Brendan. We have been threatening, I think, for 3 years that we are going to do a show from G2E.
We have been. And it's never worked.
And
but we're
here we are.
Today.
We've got it all set up thanks to our good friends at IGB. And we've got this all set up. And we have got an amazing guest today. So not only are we doing this live from G2E, but we've got Derek Stevens with us. A fellow Michigan man himself has joined us. Derek, thanks for being on the show.
Great to be here with you guys.
Great to have you here. Now, well, were you Michigan or Michigan State? I got to ask because we got this.
We do have a feud, yes.
Well, I would tell you, I'm kind of a rare breed. I like Michigan and Michigan State.
Okay.
Although I got my undergrad at Michigan.
Okay.
Okay. Right. Okay. So he kicked my ass 2 weeks ago, but I beat Michigan State this last
week. He's in Nebraska.
I'm in Nebraska.
Okay. Okay. Got it.
Michigan's looking good this year. I'm excited.
They are. They'll be good.
Well, hey, I know we've got you for a limited time, so we want to jump right in. First and foremost, give us your thoughts on the show this year. What are you seeing out there? What are you hearing? What's the energy like?
Energy's been pretty good. We've seen a lot of people come by Circa, come by Golden Gate in the last 36 hours or so. I think everybody's excited about what the show has to offer. I know a number of my slot people have told me, hey, you got to see this, check this out, let's get on this and that. I think a lot of technology, there's obviously a lot of technology with regards to efficiency that's out here, so I think that's interesting. That makes sense. There's a lot of inflation in the world today, so that makes sense. So I've seen a lot of innovation so far.
Yeah, good. Well, one of the things that obviously we're happy to have the industry back in town, but, talk about how Vegas has been for you, with you being sort of the stalwart downtown in what has been some of you challenging times and others,
Yeah, I've been asked this now already four times this morning about
Vegas dead.
Tell about is Vegas dead? I've been saying this now for a couple of months. Vegas is not dead. I think what we're seeing is that we've seen a little bit more of a bifurcation of the market.
Yep.
And what I mean by that is I think at the lower end, particularly with the Spirit Airlines bankruptcy, you've got less flights, you've got less bodies in Vegas. That's what the visitation report shows.
Yep.
I think month of August, I think visitation was down like 6%, but gaming revenue's up 6%.
Right.
So I think what you're seeing here is something that we really haven't seen to this magnitude before, where the number of people is down, but the average spend is up, and is up significantly. So, if you look at August, the gaming revenues set an all-time record in August, and we're coming off of a few great years. We're going from record years. So you're looking from record years to really just very, very good years.
Yep.
Vegas is not dead.
I love hearing
not
that.
Not in any way.
That's good.
That is good. I just kind of attribute to a summertime slowdown, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's hot, summertime, and now we're getting into the perfect season. Obviously, Circa Sportsbook is crazy. Your outdoor pool thing. I saw photos online the other day. Bunch of people there this week. It looked great.
I don't know. Yeah, Stadium Swim. Our sports book, we've been sold out every weekend.
Awesome.
Every game, Thursday nights or Sunday nights, Monday nights, the sports book's been good. And I would say some of this has to do with tourism in general. Sports tourism is strong.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It was only 10 days ago that the Chicago Bears were playing the Raiders. Well, 75% of Allegiant Stadium was Bears fans. And I still think there were still tens of thousands of people from Chicago that came to Vegas that had no intention on going to the game.
Right.
I mean, it's not as if they said, oh, the economy's down, inflation's up, Vegas is dead, we're not coming to Vegas. No, they all still showed up. So sports tourism is something that I think kind of breaks through some of these economic cycles.
Good point.
That's good. Well, obviously, we talked about Circa Sportsbook. You've taken it on the road in a couple instances. You got an upcoming market that's getting ready to open in Missouri. Talk about you getting into that market and slaying the dragon a little bit to get that get one of those coveted licenses.
Well, it was great. I mean, we went into Missouri, and there were only three of us applying for the two untethered licenses.
Yep.
So we were interested in the untethered license because we run a low-hold business model.
Yep.
And having an untethered license allowed us to keep our costs a little bit lower, which allows us to convey and pass along what we consider to be better odds for people in Missouri. And, you know, that's really what I really what I wanted to focus in on. How do we differentiate ourselves?
Right.
FanDuel and DraftKings are the two big Goliaths. So we had to really focus on differentiation. And, you know, I think focusing on the fact that we run a low-hold model as opposed to what they both do, I think that had something to do with it. I think the fact that we're an all-American company, I think that's a pretty big deal. Everything I do is all about, I'm very pro-American in our businesses, and I really wanted to focus in upon that. And I think those are the things somehow we worked it out.
That was interesting. Speaking of keeping costs low, let's talk taxes a little bit in Illinois.
Yeah.
I mean, that's been crazy. That's obviously going to have a major impact. It's already having an impact on consumers themselves. I mean, consumers are pissed. I've seen them on Twitter. I've seen them go nuts, right? They're upset about these pass-throughs, these taxes, and yet the legislature keeps coming back to the well and asking for more. I mean, what's going on in Illinois?
Well, the big winners in Illinois are the illegal bookmakers and the offshore bookmakers.
Right.
Illinois will definitely have the largest percentage of people betting illegally out of any state in the country, based upon the last two changes that took place. You know, everybody's had to do what they felt was necessary for their company. Some are passing along the fee. Some are eating it. Some are eating it with higher minimums, which is, you know, the path that Circus Sports took. You know, we contemplated what would we do as far as raising the minimum, and within our management group, we kind of came in at the low end. Now, we came in at $10 minimum, which is the lowest within our group, but it's also the highest within what we saw in Illinois.
Sure.
We felt that with us running a low-hold model, we didn't want to have consumers have to pay a fee to make a bet with us, but we also can't afford to take a $5 bet. So we raised it to $10. Whether that stays there or not, I don't know. That could evolve too. Could be raised.
Sure.
You know, we thought that for us, maybe we would pick up a little bit more market share by not charging a fee. For us also, the component that 96% of our wagers that we took in Illinois were below $10. That probably puts us in a little bit of a different scenario than maybe others.
Yep.
So that's how we ended up to put a $10 minimum out there.
Yeah, I mean, I just think, you know, the most troubling thing is as these other state legislatures look at that, right? They look at it and say, well, look at how well it's gone in Illinois and the money they're bringing in. I go, wait a minute. And we haven't even seen 1 month of cycles yet. And I go, wait a minute. This is a terrible idea. And this is really, you know, the consumers are going to pay for it. And that's what will happen in these other jurisdictions if they continue to raise taxes.
I can certainly see a legislator or a state say that this was a good idea. Because it might raise revenue in the short term, but as far as the long term goes, it's pure lunacy.
Right.
This is not a good thing.
Right.
The state of Illinois will certainly have the highest amount of illegal bookmakers, the highest amount of offshore. It's already tough enough as a legal bookmaker to handle all the other regulatory costs of compliance, responsible gaming, taxes, everything else associated with being legal.
Sure.
The illegals have a tremendous advantage, and by only taxing the legal bookmakers, it gives a greater advantage to the illegals.
To the illegals,
yeah,
that's right.
Absolutely.
This is it shouldn't be just called the last two things in Illinois. They're illegal offshore bookmaker preservation taxes.
I mean, is that what we can call Governor Pritzker and say this is what your bill should have been named?
It's
what
it is.
The Full Employment Act?
Right.
Yeah, it absolutely is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, obviously Illinois is a model of what not to do and how to do this, absolutely. There's other states out there, but You know, you've done a phenomenal job in the markets you've been in so far across the U.S. What's next for Circum? Where's the next stop?
Well, today we launched our new software in Iowa. We'll launch, you know, we've been developing our new software for a year and a half. So we launched it in Iowa this morning. We'll launch in Colorado in November. And then in Missouri, we're going to launch with our new software on December 1st. Then next year, we'll bring it into Illinois. And I, obviously for us, we need to broaden our menu. So what we launched in Iowa today is our new Circus Sports software, I would say version 1.0.
Okay.
By the time we get to Colorado in about 4 weeks, it'll be 2.0. Missouri will be 3.0. Then by the time we get to Illinois next year, we'll have a version that we feel pretty good about. So we're developing that. So that's a key thing for us. And then, like I said, we really want to continue to grow, particularly in the states that I think have great regulatory frameworks. You know, obviously, I think Nevada's got a great regulatory framework. I think Kentucky's regulatory framework puts it right at best in class. Kentucky and Missouri have really done a great job setting themselves for great success from a state perspective.
For sure. Well, look, we don't want to keep you, but I do have one final question. Obviously, and Brendan led off with this, you know, you're the behemoth down there in Fremont Street. You've been such a visionary down there. I know you've got some other things in the works. Anything you can share with us for sort of what the next big thing is downtown?
Well, I think the next big thing is when you're downtown, if you happen to be out and about, what I would recommend doing is go up to the rooftop at Circuit. Go to the Legacy Club and just take
fabulous
a look.
View.
Yeah, take a look before the sun sets and look around downtown. We've got nine cranes going up.
Awesome.
The amount of new construction, I mean, I'm blown away. None of them are my projects either.
Yeah. Right.
You get to look to the south and you look to the west, what's developing in Symphony Park, the new housing, all this high-end housing. The growth downtown is really, really amazing. So I'm pretty excited about what's going to happen. I think there are going to be about 2,000 new keys that will open up over the course of the next 4 or 5 months.
Wow.
So we're talking about a huge amount of new housing downtown, new restaurants, new convention areas, new hotel rooms, all that type of stuff. Marriott just opened up two new hotels here in the last couple of weeks.
Yep.
A lot of that has to do with maybe medical tourism, with what's going on with the growth of the medical school.
Yep.
So it's terrific to see what's going on in downtown Las Vegas.
You mean Vegas isn't dead?
No, it's not.
Vegas isn't dead.
No, it is far from dead.
Yeah.
Well, Derek, thank you so much. Visionary, gaming leader. You know, we just really appreciate you taking the time to come join us. And a Michigan man, so which
you.
I really appreciate.
Thank you.
This has been another episode of the World Series of Politics podcast with your hosts, Brant Eyden and Brendan Bussman from G2E.
You've been listening to the World Series of Politics podcast with Brendan Bussman and Brant Eyden. We'll be back soon for the next coin flip. This has been an IGB production. For the latest news, views, analysis, and data on the global gaming industry, head to igamingbusiness.com.